the mystery today, this dimension of God's plan, which is revealed, which is what a mystery is, see, has to do with the fact that Mary was conceived without sin and then preserved from sin. Now, this is a mystery of love. Love for her, of course, but love for all of us. Now there is a way that God can become man and enter fully into our life without being touched by sin. The readings try to tell us the story of that. The first reading you heard, it's the tragedy, the sin. God gave Adam a covenant, as he had given later on the Israelites. A covenant is an instruction on how to respond to God for what he's done. The covenant of the Old Testament begins, "You saw what I did to the Egyptians and how I brought you out into this land. Now, if you will be my people, keep my covenant." It's a response to God. God created Adam and Eve, and he gave them a covenant, a chance to respond in gratitude and trust. Don't go after that tree of knowledge and good of evil, because if you do, you're trying to be God yourself. Knowing good and evil means doing what you want and declaring for yourself whether it's good or evil. The depth of that temptation is enormous. To be free of God's authority. When we're perverse, that's what we think about. Whereas in God's mind, it's all a mystery of love. I created you. I made you. I gave you this garden. I did everything for you. Now respond to me in love and trust. And now you just won't be my creature. You'll be my friend. What an offering. But it would be the nature of that relationship of being a friend of God that would have to be based on trust and obedience. There would be no other way that we could be a friend of God. And so God offered this. And the tragedy was that that mystery of love was refused. Think when you get a chance today and ask the Holy Spirit to open up your heart to understand the depth of the evil that was set loose because there was no trust in God and no response in love. You'd think that it would be over, wouldn't you? But it's not, you see. Paul, writing to the Ephesians, sums it all up. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has a Son, an eternal Son, who is God. As John tells us, and the Logos was God. But now, this Son has another kind of sonship. He's a human being. And so Paul can bless the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not just the Father of the Logos, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is such an inestimable mystery of love. Now to prepare for this mystery, he chose someone. Love. He chose Mary, out of love and preserved her from all sin. Why? Love. So that she could enter into the mystery of salvation and suffer with the God-man out of love, without any taint of sin. Enter into the only way that this desire to know good and evil could be purged from us, that we could entrust our desire to do what we want and declare for ourselves its morality, which is the depth of our sin. How is that going to be purged from us so that we could live a covenant? There had to be a pure one through whom God himself could come among us. And yet, this is not make-believe. There's sin, there's darkness, there's evil, and therefore there's suffering. And in order to transform us once again, God himself, in a human nature, had to enter into that world of darkness and sin and suffer it and transform it in an act of love on the cross. But this is not a game or a make-believe. If he's to be a real human being, he has to have a human mother. Not just a surrogate womb, a mother who would be pure enough to raise this human being who is God without any deflection of evil in her that would deflect him, so that at the cross she could be there and accept the responsibility of being the mother of this restored human race. And so Church gives us today the story of how it all came about. He offered her this gift. He had prepared her. But she had to be free. She had to be free. God knew what she'd say because he knew her. But it had to be free. And so the angel came and intimated to her the plan of God. An overwhelming plan. And finally she said, yes. And that's what we celebrate today. The purity of that yes. The totality of it. The generosity of it. The union with God of it. That's what we celebrate. God needed a pure creature so that there could be a human yes, ushering in the human yes of God himself. And that's why we're saved. And that's why we celebrate.